UNHCR is very worried that within days, really, it may have to suspend its voluntary repatriation operation for Burundian refugees, most of them in Tanzania. We're talking about 400,000 people, many of them wanting to go home. And because we have very simply run out of money, we may have to suspend at least the operation. We launched an appeal for $62 million this year for the repatriation of Burundian refugees. Out of that appeal, we got $29 million, which is less than half of what we need.
How long ago did you make that appeal?
The appeal was made right at the start of the year. In fact, it was made really in December of last year to cover the whole of 2005. Naturally, we realized earlier this year that there were problems, that we were not getting enough, and we, on several occasions, appealed and warned that we would run into difficulties. It's particularly disappointing because this year Burundi has seen a lot of very positive developments. With the election of the president in August, a lot of refugees actually feel that Burundi is now more secure and that now is a good time to go home. We've noticed a big increase in the number of people who have repatriated since August, some 15,000 every month, and it really puts us in a very difficult and very sad position.
How large a repatriation operation is this compared to others that you've conducted in Africa?
It's actually, at the moment, the biggest ongoing repatriation that we have in Africa. Since 2001, we've helped about 300,000 Burundian return to their country. That still leaves at least 400,000 in Tanzania, probably another 100,000 in other countries, so roughly another 500,000 people.
Now, what is the UNHCR doing for funds? If you're just about running out of money, do you have any emergency fund that you might be able to tap into?
UNHCR has what is called an operational reserve, which is an amount of money that is set aside that is supposed not to be touched unless there's a very big crisis, which obviously this is. However, an operational reserve by definition is not endless, and really it is meant to be for emergencies. We're talking about things like the earthquake in Pakistan. We're talking about anything that might happen anywhere in the world that may cause a big outflow of refugees. So this money really cannot go on forever. We're really talking days or weeks. So what we're trying to do now is really to raise attention and really to make the international community actually take its responsibilities. You have a situation where you have a country like Tanzania that is not a rich country. It's not a poor country, but it's not a rich country that has been, you know, helping refugees, more than 500,000 Burundian, about 200,000 Congolese for many, many years, decades in fact. And the rest of the world is not, you know, willing to come up with a few millions to help. This does not feel right.